night and day I pray the Lord up above, please send me down some.
On Wednesday morning, Katzenbach and I spoke on the telephone about the lunch date with Lucy Whitehall that Audrey Anders had set up for that afternoon. Originally, she was also meant to be in attendance, but Eddie called me to say that Audrey had called him and said that she had to go to Palm Springs with Mickey Cohen, so had to cancel. Lucy, however, would still be there. Katz and I discussed strategy, and we boiled it down to four key areas of questioning. The pictures. Were they real? And if so, when and where were they made, and who had the originals? Who would want to reveal them and why? I also plan to add, and are you involved, Lucy? But decided not to tell Michael about that. Secondly, news of Susan Wilton and their history together with Louis DeSanio. Third, this cult called the Harvesters. Who are they, and where were they? Finally, Laura Swan. Katz had received a call first thing to say that Swan hadn't showed up on set, even though she'd said she would that day, after we were put on the case to find Susan. A call to her house revealed she was yachting with Nathan down in San Diego, and wasn't expected back until the weekend. Our table at Ventano's, a classy Italian restaurant on Melrose, was booked for 1:30, so we showed up early and cased the area. Roger and I stayed in the car while Michael, John, and Eddie went in to meet up with Lucy. Eddie immediately noticed the members of the Cohen crew were occupying a booth where West Coast gangster grandee Old Man Weiss was lunching with some senior members of Cohen's crew. Naturally, Eddie paid his respects and got a warm welcome. Weiss even gave him $60 to buy some good champagne for the table. Lucy Whitehall arrived fashionably late, just before 2 p.m. She sure looked a hell of a lot like Laura Swan, until you got up real close, then that was what she was currently being paid to be, I guess. Weiss called her over to his table before Eddie could intercept his bodyguard, Harry Kaczynski. I suspect Weiss wanted to play with her in the washroom a while, but Eddie somehow managed to finesse the situation, using the Johnny Stampinato code word, and that seemed to pour cold water on Weiss's ardor, much to Lucy's obvious relief. I guess she moved on from making her living on her back and her knees. Michael showed the pictures to Lucy, and the poor girl nearly fainted. She had to retreat to the washroom for 10 minutes to regain her composure. She then told her story. Audrey and Lucy met at the Hotel Vienna, working for a guy called Vincent Stagliano. He was one of Dragna's men, and a real piece of work. Lucy had come to L.A. at 15 to escape a bad home situation. She got into debt, and that's how she got handed to Vincent. And she got into a situation with heroin. That cost a lot of money, too. Audrey helped her out and took her under her wing, even putting herself into DeWitt's bed to save Lucy from having to do so. Audrey did what she did to get them both out. That was just after VJ Day in 1945. They both took acting and dancing lessons and picked up some legitimate jobs. Audrey got involved with Mickey, and from that point on was okay. With Cohen's help, she and Audrey got Louis DeSanio out of the picture, but Lucy went back on the horse. Her supplier was a Mexican busboy who worked out of the dining car in Santa Monica, and that's where she met Susan Wilton, who was a pothead and just smoked weed. They hit it off, and Lucy introduced Susan to Audrey. The pair taught Susan some exotic dancing moves, and she took well to it. She started to earn good money at private parties for wealthy Hollywood deviants, a lot of which she sent home to support her mother, and she and Lucy began an affair. Laura met Susan at one of these parties, and then they began seeing each other. Susan split from Lucy and left the party scene to work for Laura full-time. The job was basically a cover for their lesbian relationship. After the split, Lucy hit the H again hard, and in May last year, Lucy's dealer Pedro offered her debt relief in return for doing a stag film. She went down to Tijuana. The Mexican police there threatened to kill her, including putting a gun to her head, a and showed her the remains of dead girls' bodies buried in a lime pit near the Hotel Diablo. She felt she had no choice, and so she went ahead with it. The crew was from Hollywood. May Cartwright, a hair and makeup person, apparently a horrible old dame. Olive Watkins did the costumes, and Fred Bisano directed. He was a serious sleazebucket. Lucy couldn't understand why Tommy Stefakis' brother would have released any pictures, but she suspected it was simply all about money. She said that Laura Swan was a bit of a diva, and Nathan Archer was a serious piece of sleaze. According to Lucy, he'd screw anything in a skirt, and he'd spent time with both Susan and Lucy before. But Nathan was Laura's alibi, a high-profile guy who was handsome, rich, and charming. She'd met Nathan years ago, during the DeSanio case, and they all went to the same parties. Then Katz asked about the harvesters. Lucy went white as a sheet. She said she thought that all the girls in the lime pit were there because of them, and understandably she wasn't keen to join them. At that point, she got up to leave. Outside, Roger and I noticed two big 30-0 cars pull up across the street from the restaurant. Men wearing unseasonal hats and long coats got out. I had a very bad feeling. I spotted a couple of Dragner guys. They were packing heat, and I spotted a Tommy gun and a shotgun appearing from inside their coats. Next thing I knew, there was screaming and lots of it as Dragner's crew lit up the place. They were after Weiss, who took a hit as the Cohen guys hit cover and returned fire. I checked my piece and decided I had to intervene. My first shot took the machine gunner in the neck, and he dropped like a sack of potatoes. The shotgunner turned my direction, and I thought I was finished. But suddenly he went flying too. Apparently some good grouping from a .32 fired by none other than Michael Katzenbach. The others headed for their cars, and hightailed it out of there as the sound of sirens wailed and the cops arrived. Eddie and John split with Lucy before they appeared, while Michael and I stayed behind. With his statement and my identity checked, plus the restaurant staff's eyewitness accounts, I was sprung that evening. Old man Weiss was DOA. So much for the LAPD's warnings about not starting any gang wars. It looked like Dragner had fired first.